Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 9th edition. Hope you guys had a good Tuesday evening. Fun 11-game slate, lots of fun offense, some good pitching, and much, much more. We had 9 games starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday. You can find me on Twitter at BDentric if you have questions there, or in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord with the cheat sheet. As usual, check all that stuff out. Just wrapped up Bench with Bubba episode 600, if you guys want to go check that out. And Always Pressing PGA DFS wrapped up earlier today. Always the First Pitch podcast while Bubba and the Bloom on Thursday. So all your podcasts will be right there, plus written content and more. So go check it out at BDentrek, BDENTREK. Your totals on the Wednesday slate: Braves Pirates 9, Astros Orioles 9, Blue Jays Cubs Mets 9, Blue Jays Guardians 8, Royals Red Sox 11, Dodgers D-backs 9. Waiting on a couple more, but you get the gist. Pitching not very good on this slate. The top price pitcher, Shohei Ohtani, at 11-3 against the San Francisco Giants. We know Ohtani's great. He just can't stay healthy and finish an outing. That's been the bugaboo. It's a Giants team came 25% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 212 with 143 ISO. So if you want to go Ohtani, I get it. He's just not going. He leaves with a hand cramp or a hamstring cramp, or he gets hit or something. Like, it's crazy, so it's tough to pay the price. I'd rather go Kevin Gausman at 10-8 at the Cleveland Guardians. Gausman's coming off a rough one against Baltimore, 4 1/3, 3 earned 6 Ks for less than 10 points. Prior to that, a couple of really strong outings against the Angels and the Seattle Mariners. He goes to face this Cleveland Guardians team that only strikes out 17% of the time versus righties, hitting 274 at the 167 ISO. But if you're paying up at the position, give me Gausman over Shohei Ohtani. Now it gets even more fun. Maximus Fried. Great return to the big. 6 innings, no runs, 8 Ks on 72 pitches. You got to imagine he goes 80 to 85 pitches. That's the only deterrent, but he put up over 30 points because he was so good in his last outing. Gets the Pittsburgh Pirates, a Pirates team striking out 24% of the time versus lefties, hitting 209 with a .073 ISO over the last month. So Fried at 94, only tournament viable. I can't trust it in cash, but I love him on this slate. Like, if you even want to save money off of Gausman, save $1,400, give me some Max Fried. Let's go. Very intrigued by that. Yu Darvish, $8,800. Love this play as well. Seattle, as we know, massive strikeout team these days. Darvish is pitching much better, 17 points last time out, 30 points prior to that. And now you get the Seattle Mariners team over the last month, 28% K rate versus righties, 242 average, 197 ISO. Darvish is a great play at $8,800. After that, though, it gets dicey. Nick Pivetta at 78. He got hit around finally his last time out. Prior to that, was just an absolute beast. We know that very, very well. Gets to face the Kansas City Royals team, 20% K rate versus righties, 260 average, 181 ISO. So if you want to go Pivetta at 78, I'm okay with that. Flaherty is a bit too risky for me against Houston. I think I'll pass there, but you never know. He pitched great in his debut with the Orioles. See where that continues to go. But value-wise, there's not a ton that I'm in love with. The only one I would debate coming with is Tristan Beck of the Giants, but he went 4 innings his last time out, got you 17.8 points, 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 3 Ks against Arizona. That's the kicker. It depends on how long he goes in this game. And he might not even be the guy. He threw a third of an inning last night on Monday night. So who knows what's going on with the Giants. It's an opener situation. But if it is Beck at 52, I'm kind of intrigued. But for the most part, I'm not punting. If you have to punt, it's Flaherty. I don't love it, though. So the pitching I'm looking at here, going to go Gausman, that's fine. But give me Fried, give me Darvish, give me Pivetta. Those are my main ones, where Gausman and Flaherty can be some outside sources as well. But the bottom line is there's a ton of bats on this 9-game slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Let's talk about those bats on this 9-game slate. Catcher's position, you'll get Sean Murphy because he had the day off on Tuesday, like we talked about yesterday. Murphy's 54 versus Priester. That is totally a great play. Farther down the list, though, Francisco Alvarez versus Hendricks at 4K is definitely worth a look. Hancock might get his debut for Seattle. He's been really rough in the minors, so San Diego could be good. Gary Sanchez at $3,900 could be a catcher to look to. Danny Jansen versus lefty Logan Allen at 35 is a nice value. Freddie Freeman, if you're not using Pivetta at 32, is good. Alejandro Kirk at 32. So you don't have to pay all the way up with guys like Jansen, Freeman, and Kirk. They're definitely options for you. Same with Yan Gomes at 31 versus lefty Peterson. We love Gomes versus a lefty. So you have some serious options like Campusano. If he starts for San Diego, he's $2,800 versus Hancock. That's an outstanding play. He double-donged on Monday. We've talked about his upside many times on this show. So there's some really, really nice options at the catcher position to save a few dollars if you need to. First base position for you. Excuse me. On this 9-game slate, Matty Olson at 63 is great versus Priester. Freeman versus Kelly at 62 is totally fine. Alonzo went deep again on Tuesday, 55 versus Hendricks. Give me Olson all the way at the top, but all three of those guys are very good pieces of stacks on this slate. The Candyman, Heidi Candelario, is up to $4,400. He's starting to get a little pricey, but still really good spot there versus the lefty Peterson, so no problem with that. Ryan Mountcastle hit a 472-foot bomb off of Fran Rivaldez, who I hope you guys didn't roster, as I mentioned on the show, but Mountcastle is 4K versus Javier. Tristan Casas, I like quite a bit at $3,900 versus Jordan Lyles. Lyles can get lit up like a Christmas tree with the best of them, so Casas at 39 is definitely intriguing. A few other guys as you get to 3K and below, like Ryan O'Hearn at $2,900 if you're going to stack against Javier. Sure, not sure that's where I'm going. I love the value on Jake Bowers. I'll keep using this value. First base outfield, $2,800 going up against Clevinger. Yeah, sign me up for that with Jake Bowers. It's a really good value spot on this slate. Let's go to the second base position for you. 9-game slate. Betts at 65 is always in play. We got Altuve. Love Ozzy Albies at 54 versus Priester. Just, you know, shocker, alert, play the Braves again. It's a great spot. Trevor Story made his return to the lineup on Tuesday. He's 52 versus Lyles. But Housung Kim at 5K with all those other prices, you guys might get overlooked. Really good spot there versus Hancock. I like that as a nice tournament play for Housung Kim at 5K. Nico Horner at 49 versus Peterson's outstanding. We like that as well. So I love Albies at 54, but then Kim and Horner would be the next two pay-up spots for me. I kind of skip over some of the other guys up there. Going down, you almost skipped the whole 4K range. Luis Rengifo, $3,900. If it's Beck or whoever's pitching for the Giants, Rengifo's second base shortstop, $3,900 is a decent price tag for his current level of production. Going below 3K now, not much. Michael Massey, I talked about him. He went deep on Tuesday. The dude's been freaky good. He's $2,700 versus Pivetta. If you're looking for a value, that would probably be your dude. Third base for you, Austin Riley at 57 is totally good versus Priester. J-Ram versus Gausman, probably pass. I'd rather have Devers at $5,200 versus Lyle. So Riley and Devers would be my dudes up top. Like Bregman and Muncy are fine if you're stacking Houston or the Dodgers. Otherwise, I want Devers. I want Riley all the way up here. Matt Chapman at 45 is intriguing versus Logan Allen. Chapman's obviously cooled down from the red-hot start to the season, but he still has a couple double-digit games, like 0, 16, 3, 21 over his last four. It's still there. The production's still there. He's $4,500 versus Logan Allen. Going down farther, though, Eugenio Suarez in tournaments, I'm always intrigued by his upside. I don't like him as much versus Darvish, but I will mention it. Here's the Moose, Moustakas. I keep talking about him. Great spot versus Beck, but make sure it's Beck. I don't know if it's going to – the Giants, as a Giants fan, it's very annoying right now. First base, third base for Moustakas, $3,200 versus Beck is a really good price tag and a matchup for the big third baseman for the Halos. Other than that, Patrick Wisdom should get the start versus the lefty Peterson. That's what we love. We love lefties at $2,900 in that matchup. But that's about it at the position. Let's go to shortstop on this slate. Bobby Witt Jr. is $5,600. That's just fine versus Pivetta. Lindor versus Hendricks. Lindor had the day off on Tuesday. We'll see if he's back in the lineup. Gunnar Henderson's cooled down a bit. Interesting matchup versus Javier. But it's Pivetta up top, or I'm just saving money. Go to Dansby Swanson at 47. He had a down night on Tuesday. Get him, go right back to Dansby at 47 versus Peterson. I like that. You got a few other ones down here. Ringifo's $3,900. We talked about him as an option for you. But, man, it's a bleak shortstop position overall on this slate. Maybe Pablo Reyes of Boston at $2,600 if you need to go there. But, yeah, not a ton to love at shortstop without paying a little bit of money for him. Outfield, Acuna's day-to-day got hit in the elbow. X-rays negative. He's $6,800 versus Priester. Betts is fine. Tatis is intriguing. But Yordan Alvarez almost hit the game-tying home run. He got on base before Tucker did. Alvarez is 6K. Tucker's 55. Both great plays. If you looked on the cheat sheet, both red GPP plays. Like it paid off in a big way if you pulled that trigger. So Alvarez and Tucker are both in play for you. Corbin Carroll versus Bobby Miller at 58 is a good tournament play on Wednesday. Lou Bob versus Severino. The White Sox are definitely in play. It's been such a bad offense, but Severino is horrific. So the White Sox would be a nice pivot in tournaments at 55. Belly Bombs went deep on Tuesday. He's 53 versus Peterson. We love that a lot as well. George Springer's intriguing at 49 versus the lefty Logan Allen. Yoshida at 48. Love some Boston action versus Jordan Lyles. So much offense on the slate. It's freaking ridiculous going through these. Like Stanton versus Clevinger at 46 has my attention. Duvall went deep on Tuesday. He's in play again at 44 versus Lyles. You got like Michael Harris at 43 versus Priester. That's outstanding. Jaron Duran at 41 versus Lyles. Very, very nice. Going down farther, Eddie Rosario at 39 versus Priester stands out for sure. Talkman went deep on Tuesday. Not sure if he'll play against the lefty Peterson. He's 38. If he does, I still go to him. I don't think Peterson's long for that game. Eloy Jimenez at 37 versus Severino. White Sox, again, kind of your contrarian approach to this slate. Ian Happ at 37 versus Peterson is in play for you. Going down below 3,500 now. Cade Marlowe, no, we're not going there. Trent Grisham at 33 versus Hancock could be an option for you on this slate. Seiya Suzuki at 32 versus Peterson, maybe. Like James Outman at 32 is a value. MJ Melendez went deep again on Tuesday. He's kind of heating up. He's $3,100. Davis Schneider is now outfield, not second base. He's 31 versus Logan Allen. So keep an eye on that one. Going down below 3K now, you got Jason Hayward at 29 versus Kelly. Jake Bowers at 28. I love that value. First base outfield, Jake Bowers at 28 versus Klevdog. That's one I like a lot. Peralta at 28 versus Kelly is another one to look at as a value. Like Drew Waters, he went deep on Tuesday. We talk about this Royals team, man. They put up 9 runs on Tuesday. Waters is $2,500 versus Pivetta. So that could be one for you as well. Like you could do you could pay up for two pitchers if you do like at least a mini Royal stack, and it could be interesting against Nick Pivetta. Not going to discount that at all. But we'll get all your value and more on the cheat sheet when lineups come out as usual. Recapping the pitching, if you want to go Shohei, sure, but Gossman's the main guy. I just want to save money and go to Fried at 94. So for me, it's Fried, Darvish, Pivetta. If you need to go Flaherty, you can. If you need to go Gossman, you can. But mainly it's Fried, Darvish, and Pivetta for me. I might just try to do a Fried, Darvish, and see what I can build from there. We shall see, because there's going to be bats for days, which means tons of value on this slate. Some of the looks I have for you, obviously Atlanta versus Priester. That's awesome. KC's the unique one versus Pavetta. Like Boston versus Lyles a lot, though, also. You could go Toronto versus Allen if you need to. Cubs versus Peterson, we're back in on that one. Yankees versus Clev Dog, but you could also go White Sox versus Severino. Both really intriguing options. San Diego versus Hancock is in play. And then, Dodgers versus Miller. But even the Arizona versus Bobby Miller is not bad. But mainly for me, it's Atlanta, KC Boston, Chicago Cubs. Those are my main ones, followed by the Yankees and the White Sox. And then the pitchers we mentioned. Should be an interesting nine-game slate. When the pitching is this bad, get real dicey with the get wild card fun on this one. So we'll see how it pans out. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK, or hit me up in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord on Patreon for those $5 a month. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Thursday's action on the diamond. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 9th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.